So Parshat Shmini is eight. It means eight. What's eight?
Eight.
What's the eighth?
It was the first pasuk.
No, Rashi. The eighth day of what? Of the Miluim, of the inauguration. The inauguration period of the Mishkan. On the eighth day is when Aaron and his sons were commanded to be inaugurated as the Kohanim, to do the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. In the Mishkan. Fine. The Pasuk says in the first parak, a few Pasukim in, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to go and tell Aaron, had to go to Aaron and try to encourage him to come towards the Mizbech and bring his inauguration Korban. The pasuk says, "Vayom Moshe l'Aaron, kerav el ha-mizbech, v'aset chatatcha v'etolatecha, v'chaper ba'atcha v'ad'am." Bring forth, right? Bring forth, krav. Come closer and bring the korban. So what? Aaron HaKohen doesn't know. He needs this push. Yeah, he did need a push, as Rashi comments.
Where do we see the lashon of push?
Moshe is telling him to come close to the mizbech. Why is he telling him?
Okay.
So Rashi makes this diuk, and he says, right, let's see the Rashi, Shehaya Aaron Bosh. He was ashamed, he was embarrassed. And he feared to come close to the Mizbech.
I can't wait to listen to this on why you
Torah. He feared to come close to the Mizbeah. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to give him this little push. Amar lo Moshe, Lama ta bosh? Why are you scared? Why are you ashamed? Why are you embarrassed? L'kach nivcharta. This is what you were chosen for. So let's understand this pasuk and this Rashi on a very simple level. The simple level is, Aaron HaKohen was ashamed. Why was he ashamed? He was ashamed because of the Avera that he did by the Chet HaEgel. And therefore he was ashamed to come close to the Mizbeach, to bring the Korban. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell him, don't worry about it. Hashem, at the end of the day, the bottom line is, Hashem chose you to be the Kohen Gadol, to do the Avodah in the Mishkan. Despite your Avera, you were chosen. So who cares? Put it on the side and come. And go do it. That's the Pashup Shalom Rashi. Rashi says, that Moshe told Aaron, Lama Tabosh, why are you ashamed? Lekach nivcharta, you were chosen to do the Avodah for this reason, to do the Avodah. So don't be ashamed, don't worry about it. Okay? So the question that many people ask on this Rashi is, why is that a reason not to be ashamed? Okay, beseder, Hashem chose me. At the end of the day, I did one of the biggest sins of all time. Chet HaEgel. I participated in one of the biggest sins of all time. Just because Hashem chose me anyway means that I shouldn't be ashamed? Why is that a reason to take away my shame and embarrassment? He's telling him, don't be ashamed. Why? Because I was chosen to be the Kohen? So what? I still did the Avera. I'm still ashamed.
You can think about it in this way.
Yeah, let's hear.
Okay. It's a big position, no?
If you can commit, then commit.
Yeah.
So basically he's saying you did a huge sin.
Right.
But you're so great that you're chosen for the greatest position that huge sin doesn't make a big impact on your great. Like you're so great that such a big sin doesn't impact you in a way.
It's hard to say. This is the Chet HaEgel we're talking about over here. I'm telling you, one of the greatest sins of all time. It's very difficult to say. It's very difficult to say.
And despite that fact, Aaron is still chosen by God.
He's going to teach him that there's such a thing as tshuva.
Okay, but why shouldn't he be ashamed?
Because once you do tshuva,
he should still dwell
on your past.
Beseder. But he's ashamed. Moshe Rabbeinu is not giving him a reason not to be ashamed. He's telling him, don't worry about it and come. What does that mean?
It would be bad to express Hashem that I shouldn't. Hashem saying you should do it.
Right.
It would not be smart. I mean, Moshe experienced that himself. He was also embarrassed. Hashem said, go save Am Yisrael. And he said, No, not me, I don't want to do it.
Not because of sin. Not because of the sin that he did. He was embarrassed because he was an anav. He didn't think he was the right person. Not because of a sin. Okay, let's go on. Let's go on. So you understand the question? Good. Again, the question is, Aaron HaKohen in this week's parasha, when he was called upon to bring the inaugural korbanot on the eighth day of the when the Mishkan was erected, he hesitated from coming close to bring the korban, the inaugural korban, and doing the avodah, because he was ashamed. He was ashamed of the fact that he participated in the Chet HaEgel. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, don't be ashamed. At the end of the day, you were chosen to do the avodah. You were chosen to be the Kohen Gadol, and therefore put your sins on the side and come. So why is that a reason not to be ashamed? Aaron HaKohen still has the right to be ashamed. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't answer his, didn't make him feel any better yet.
Yeah, exactly. He's telling him, yeah, you sinned once, you can't always look down at sin, and get back up, and continue.
Okay, all right. Good. You're all saying good things. You're all saying good things. Let's blow this up a little bit. So put that question on the side. We're going to go a little off topic now. And ask two more questions that are a bit unrelated to this parasha, but we're going to soon see how we're all going to tie it into one thing. Question number two. By the Aseret HaDibrot, what's the first commandment? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What does it say? Asher? Motzeticha Meretz Mitzrayim. All the Rishonim ask the following question. All the Rishonim say, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu display himself in such a way that I am Hashem, your God, that what? Took you out of Mitzrayim. Why not? I am Hashem, your God, that created the world.
That's when he became the God. That's when he gave him
the God. But I am Hashem, your God, that created the world. That's like the biggest adjective to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
There's no correlation between the Rambam. To make him their nation. Now he's our God.
But we're trying to describe Hashem's unity, right? Mm-hmm. Hashem's unity. That's Anochi Hashem Lokecha. I'm the God, there's no other God, right? Hashem's unity is, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Why not? Hashem's unity is, I created the world, only me. All the Rishonim ask this question. What's Pshat? What's Pshat? That's question number two. Question number three. We find a tremendous emphasis on this one mitzvah that we're commanded to do, and emphasize this one mitzvah on Pesach, and that is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. We spend hours and hours and hours on the Leil HaSeder just talking about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu praising Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. Such a beautiful kindness, such an amazing thing, and there's a mitzvah out of it, and such tremendous things that are accomplished by doing it. Yeah. So, Chaim Avadya Yosef asked the following question. I think he quotes a midrash, I believe. This is in Sefer Chazon Avadya, all on Pesach, all the way at the end, before the halachot of the Seder, he has a drush, a drasha for Shabbat HaGadol. And he asks the following question. He says, I believe he quotes a midrash. He says that if you have the mashal, someone who fell and became ill, he broke an arm, broke a leg, whatever it is. Now, his next door neighbor, who happens to be a doctor, he went and he cared for him and he healed him and he put a cast on him and etc., etc., and didn't even charge any money, didn't ask for insurance, nothing, zero. So is there an obligation to go and thank that person? Of course, right? You don't need the Torah to come and tell you, say thank you. Common sense, courtesy is you go and say thank you to that doctor, right? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. We need a big mitzvah to say thank you and to praise Hashem for doing that. Huge, huge mitzvah that takes out.
That's what we get our moms to do. How do we know?
It's common sense. It's common sense that you say thank you.
I thought like Judaism should have come since the first shita,
whether it's sweet or mevusha. Okay. And the second shita is that if it's sweet,
that's question number three. So let's try to tackle these answers and learn something. Learn a derech and avodat Hashem, a way of life, a way that could be mechazek us in our daily lives. Nisim, this is for you. The Ramban says in the beginning of the parasha, pasuk zayin and chet, as the reason for why Aaron HaKohen was a little hesitant to go and do the avodah. And the Ramban says, you could find it over here, that, well, I'm sorry? The Ramban says, let's read it inside. This is the Ramban, pasuk zayin chet. V'tam davar ze, ki ba'avur she'haya Aaron kadosh Hashem. Aaron was the Holy One of Hashem. Ve'en b'nafsho chet zulati ma'aseh ha'egel. The Ramban says, the Aaron HaKohen did not have a single sin, except for the chet ha'egel. Haya chet ha'hu kavua lo b'machshavto. The chet of the chet ha'egel was engraved inside of his mind. It was inside of his mind. Wherever he looked, he remembered the Chet HaEgel. He had that little image of the Chet HaEgel. If you skip a little bit, we're going to and he gives a, he adds on to this pshat, and that's why he was a little hesitant, because he was pondering on his avera of the Chet HaEgel. Go towards the end in the bold. Ve'acherim mifarshim shehaya Satan. Sorry. Shehaya Satan, Marelokin. The Satan was showing him these images. It wasn't a natural thing that, you know, something that you've seen recently that's in your head. No. The Satan, Dafka, put these images in his head. Flashbacks of the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Amru Sham. Aaron achi afal pi shenitratzeh makom lechaper avonotecha tzarich ata liten letoch piv shel satan shema yastincha biviyatcha lemikdash Torat Kohanim. That's the rest of the midrash. But what we take out from here is that the Satan placed this image inside of the mind of Aaron HaKohen dafka at this moment when he was about to do the avodah on the eighth day of the Miluim. Don't go and do the avodah. Look at the sin that you did. Look at that sin. Sound familiar, guys? Yeah. The Satan, one of his best tactics to get a person to prevent a person from doing a mitzvah is what? Not takes away the value. Not that he takes away the value of the mitzvah. He shows you that you're not even worthy to go and do the mitzvah. Look what you did yesterday. Look at the things that you saw with your own eyes yesterday. Look at those words that you used to describe that person yesterday. Look at the actions that you did yesterday. Look at the way you were speaking to your parents yesterday. Yesterday, yesterday, yesterday. Avera, avera, avera. That image is in your head. He places that image in your head. And he tells you to ponder that image. And because of that, that leads a person to what? It turns him off from going to do the mitzvah. He believes that I did such a horrible mitzvah. I can go now and do this mitzvah. I did such a horrible avera. I can go now and do this mitzvah. I can't. No way. That's the gadlut of the Yetzer Hara. That's what he tries to get you to do. And it almost worked for Aaron HaKohen. Almost worked. That image of the Chet HaEgel, it got him to hesitate. But what do we see? Moshe Rabbeinu caught it. Moshe Rabbeinu caught it. If you look at the next source, the Degel Machne Ephraim. Degel Machne Ephraim was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, Baal Shem HaKadosh. Not Rabbi Nathan. I forgot his name. He has three names, and one of the names is Ephraim. That's why he calls his name Degel Machne Ephraim. He's called Bala Degel, the one who wrote the sefer called Degel Achen Ephraim. Nice. And he says like this, that in the beginning of in the Rashi that says that Moshe Rabbeinu came to Aaron and he said, "Lama ta bosh? Why are you embarrassed? Ki lekach nefcharta? This is why you were chosen." He says, "This is how you understand it. Look, let's read it inside." Upiresh Rashi, Lefisha Haya Aaron Bosh, because Aaron was embarrassed, he was ashamed. Vayar Legeshet, Amar Lo Moshe, Lamata Bosh, Lekach Nifcharta, Adkan. Vutamur, and he asks the question, he says, Vutamur, it's a problem. Mishum She Nifchar Beze, since he was the chosen one, Lo Yistaleka Busham Me'alav. So he says like this. Vihine Shamati Min Adoni Avi Zekeni. Perush Al Ze. Mipnei sheyesh lecha yira ubusha min Hashem itbarach, because you have yira, you have fear, you have shame from sinning to Hashem. Lekach nifchar. That's why you sin. It's not that Hashem chose you. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him, "Don't worry, Hashem chose you despite your sins." No, that's not what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him. He said Hashem chose you because of your sins. Because you have shame and you're embarrassed from sinning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Hashem chose you. That's exactly why Hashem chose you. If you were completely perfect, maybe Hashem wouldn't have chosen you to be the Kohen Gadol and do the Avodah.
What does that mean though? So it's better someone who has done sin but is shameful?
In a way it's better. In a way it's better. Because a person who never sinned does not have that mitzvah of shame, of embarrassment, that sensitivity towards doing an avera. He doesn't have that because he never did an avera.
He has so much embarrassment. He has thoughts of so much embarrassment. That's the reason why I never did an avera.
Yeah, but he has no experience.
So he has no fear of embarrassment.
Tshuva, okay? Tshuva is a mitzvah, right? V'shavta ad Hashem l'chera, right? You can understand on a very simple level. A person who never sinned,
never done tshuva.
Never accomplished the mitzvah.
No one around
tshuva.
That didn't
the Hasidim, I believe, I forgot who it was. They said that all mitzvot have to be done. What? Besimcha, right?
Yeah,
so they were mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva. Every time they did tshuva, they got up, they started singing, they started dancing. It wasn't a depressing experience. It was a happy experience. It's a mitzvah. But the bottom line is that a person who never sins doesn't have that shame. Doesn't have that shame. Aaron HaKohen had that shame. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him. That's the holy Degel Machane Ephraim. That's what he explains. And with this, along these lines, we could explain why the Torah says, Anochi Hashem Lokecha, what? Sheo Tzatich Mitzrayim, and not Asher Barati Et HaOlam, that I created the world. We're not going to be inside, it's very long, but Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen from Lublin, anyone know anything about Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen? Yeah, what?
From Lublin, yeah.
He was from Lublin? Okay. Yeah, he wrote the Pre-Tzadik.
Yeah,
he wrote many other Sfarim. He wrote many other Sfarim. He was a big Gadol Chassidut. He was the Talmid, I believe, of someone by the name of Rav Leibler Eger. Rav Leibler Eger was the grandson of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger was far from a Chassid. And his son, I think Shlomo Eger, was even further away from being Chassidish. But his son, Rav Leibler Eger, converted. He turned, he joined the other team. He joined the, no, Tshuva. He joined the other team, and he became Chassidish. And he grew up in the Bet Midrash of Kotsk, I believe. He grew up in that Bet Midrash, and he was in that school of thought. So Rav Tzadok HaKohen says that the reason why Hashem introduced the first one of the Aseret HaDibrot, the Ten Commandments, as I am Hashem, your God, that took you out of Mitzrayim. Why? Because in order for a Jew to feel that this is really his God, he has to feel, it's my God. Which God? Which God? The one that took me out of Mitzrayim. Was I deserving of coming out of Mitzrayim?
No.
But he's still my God. In that way, if that's the way you describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his oneness, that connects to every single Jew. Even the ones that are filled with sins. If you connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the God that took the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, then every single Jew in the world can say, that's my God.
Why?
Because the Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim, were they big tzaddikim?
No.
Did they deserve to come out of Mitzrayim? No. Far from it. And despite that, what? Hashem loved them, and Hashem still chose them as a nation and took them out of Mitzrayim. So if that's how we look at God, that he is Hashem, he is my God. Which God? The one that took me out of Mitzrayim. That then every single Jew can connect to that. Every single Jew can connect to that. But if you would say, I am Hashem, your God, that created the world, okay, some Jews will say, I don't know, He created the world, that's a big thing. I don't know if I could connect to it. If that's God, if that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know if I can connect. Maybe He doesn't like me. Maybe He doesn't love me. Maybe He doesn't accept me as a child, as a soldier in His army. But once we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who took us out of Mitzrayim, then every single yid in the world can connect to that God. And that's why, says Tzadok HaKohen, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why the Torah states, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeitecha Mitzrayim. And that answers that question of the Rishonim, says Rav Tzadok HaKohen. The third question is obvious now. There's such a big emphasis on Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. Why? Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim is such a big emphasis. We have to tell over the entire story in detail. Why? To show Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out despite. He didn't care about Averot. He chose us despite our Averot. He understood very well the baggage that we had. Very well. And He still chose us. To show us that what? Don't let your Averot ever hold you back from pushing forward. Hashem will choose you anyways. Hashem will love your mitzvot anyways. Don't ever hold it back. One time who told me this? I think my Rebbe told me this one time, Rav Shmuel Zucker. He told me that when you have this little voice inside of your head telling you, this little voice inside of your head telling you, you're a bad person, look at the avara that you did, look at the avara you did. So a person might say, yeah, but you have to think about your avarot. How else are you going to do tshuva? Right? Mm-hmm. You can't completely ignore your avarot. What idiot would say such a thing? You can't ignore your avarot. But on the other hand, what we're saying right now is, ignore your avarot and go do the mitzvah. So what's going on over here?
Well, I was saying ignore, we're not saying ignore. We're just saying
we're saying don't let it affect you going forward. But what do you mean don't let it affect you going forward? You have to do tshuva. You have to think about your avarah that you did. So he explained like this: how can you tell between if this voice inside of your head is coming from the yetzer hara and trying to prevent you from going forward, pushing forward, and doing mitzvah? How can you tell between that and between this voice being a very genuine, authentic voice telling you, do tshuva on the avara you did? How do you know? He says, you can tell very easily. Because what's your motivation after you think about the avara? Are you motivated to go push forward and do a mitzvah? Or are you really discouraged from pushing forward? If you're discouraged, you know it's from the yetzer hara. You know it's not healthy. You know it's not coming from a good place.
How do you know until you do it?
What do you mean until you do it? You know, you have the motivation to go and do tshuva, or to go and put on tefillin in the morning, to go and daven, or you're in bed and you're lazy and you say to yourself, I just did this avara. Maybe today I'm not going to go and...
After you do the
avara. When you think about the avara, that's how you can tell if it's legit or not, if it's coming from a healthy, a safe, healthy place or not. Sometimes that voice inside of you that's telling you, look at the avara that you did yesterday, sometimes it's not a healthy voice. How can you tell if it's not a healthy voice? If it gets you depressed and it prevents you from doing mitzvot? Then you know it's a healthy voice. That's the way to determine. That's the way to determine if that voice inside of you is that voice that's telling Aaron HaKohen, think about the Chet Egel, think about the Chet Egel. Or it's that voice inside of you telling you, look, you did an Avera. Don't worry, Hashem forgives you, assuming you did Tshuva. Go and do this, go and put on tefillin now. Put it on the side, go and put on tefillin. That's how you could tell. And maybe this I added on my own. Maybe, well, this you can understand. The Tiferet Shlomo says, I don't know where he writes this, but the Tiferet Shlomo says, or Shlomo from Radomsk, he says that Avera comes from the word, the Shoresh, Avar. What does Avar mean?
Past.
Because why does a person sin? When he looks at into his past. When he looks, oh, so based on that, right when I heard that pshat, I thought exactly like Nadav was saying. I haven't seen this inside, but so far me and Nadav were came up with this with this pshat. We know the Mishnah in Avot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Bet says, Mitzvah Gorerit Mitzvah, avera, goreret avera. So the pashut understanding is what? Mitzvot are contagious. You do a mitzvah, it's contagious. You're going to go do another one, and another one, another one. Averot are also contagious. You do one avera, it becomes very, very natural to you. You go and do another avera. So maybe, perhaps, the understanding is like this: avera goreret avera. When you think about your avera, it leads you to go and do another avera, or prevents you to go and do a mitzvah. Maybe that's the understanding. Maybe that's the understanding. So HaKadosh, again, tying it back all the way to the beginning. Aaron HaKohen almost fell for the trap of the Yetzer Hara. He was almost prevented from going to do the Avodah on the 8th day of the Miluim, the inaugural Korbanot in the Mishkan, until Moshe Rabbeinu pushed him and he said, don't worry about it. Lekach nivcharta, you were chosen for this reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us that koach to determine when those voices inside of our heads are healthy voices, when they're not healthy voices, and to determine and to never be discouraged from doing mitzvot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never tell you, never, never, never tell you, I don't want your mitzvah. Chas v'shalom, he'll never tell you that, despite all the averot that you've done. He'll never tell you, I don't want your averah. We have to take that, we have to internalize this message that it's not a heter to do averot, guys. It's not a heter. Despite the averot that you've done, don't ever hold back from pushing forward and doing mitzvah.
No.
Zakah Baruch.
How could